dear festive people of the of these services, of business services, but also you who are listening through the internet. The text that I thought I will preach according to will of God, how much he opens the word. This text is very close to each one of us. Namely, it was read in the first big feast of each one of us, in the baptismal feast. This text has been called as the gospel of children. Dear children, listen to this when I read this gospel of children that was read in the festive baptism occasion of yours, and it's found from the gospel according to Mark. Then they brought little children to him that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. This gospel for children, it has been a text for the Saint Michael Day. Saint Michael's Day has been throughout the times the day for angels and children. When in the last renewal of the gospel text for different Sundays, so this gospel was changed. This gospel text was earlier at the Saint Michael Day, but now the angels. The Saint Michael's Day is only for angels, but the children have not been taken out from those texts for Saint Michael's Day, because Jesus talks about children according to Matthew 18. When disciples asked that who is the greatest in the kingdom of God, Jesus said in front of them, in the midst of them, a little child, and said, "A child is the greatest in God's kingdom. If you not convert and become as a little child, you will not enter into the kingdom of God." Additionally, Jesus warned not to keep little kids as worthless, and not to lead them for sin, because the eyes of the angels, guardian angels of little children, they are watching, they are seeing the eyes, the face of the Heavenly Father. That was what Jesus said. And this shows how important you little children are for the Heavenly Father and for Jesus. In this gospel for children, it talks about lap. A lap is very dear for all of us, especially when we were newborn babies and little kids. We all were born to the lap of a mother, and we were able to receive our first nourishment, caretaking, love, etc. And the face of the mother we learn to know first. And we granted the first smile to our moms. And we went on the lap of our mothers, even then when we were already able to walk, when we were scared, or if we needed somebody to blow our wounds. Isn't it so? The fathers of our days can also hold babies and take care of them. Keep children on your lap. Such a child who has not been on somebody's lap has missed a lot. Already a long time ago, or it's much time since they were behind the Russian border, there was the home for the orphans. They had lost their parents, and all those kids had been collected to the same home. And two men got there, traveled there to bring some help. And those kids, they came. Each one of them, they tried to get to the laps of those Finnish men. And they had even a list of their turns when each could get on the men's, on those men's lap. And those who were not able to get on their lap, then they had to wait until the next time the Finnish men came out there again to keep them on their lap. This gospel for children, it talks about Jesus' lap. That lap was very, very dear place for kids. And the parents wanted to bring their kids for Jesus. They had that wish for Jesus, that if Jesus would touch them, the old translation says that Jesus would be with them and would give good strength for a child. But Jesus surprised for those parents. Jesus even took them on his lap. He talked about the Heavenly Father and the Kingdom of God to the kids. And he put on his hand on the children, and he blessed them. Think about this. How about why disciples then rebuked the parents not to bring the kids to Jesus? Probably they were having this view that children do not understand the matters of faith at all. And maybe Jesus do not want to discuss with the little kids. And that kids get to understand about the matters of faith at the confirmation school. At least at that time, the boys began to study the law of Moses, and they became as a sons of law. Also, Jesus went to the synagogue for school in Nazareth, and when there at the Passover feast, they had the confirmation in Jerusalem, where he was listening to the teaching of the priest, and he answered their questions, and he presented very wise answers. And what did happen at that confirmation school? So Jesus became very, very happy to be there at the temple at the confirmation school, and he stayed there longer. And their parents lost Jesus, but then eventually they found Jesus. and what then they what kind of conversation they had, that is then a topic for another sermon. But here, when Jesus saw that the disciples were rebuking the parents, then he rebuked the disciples and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. And whosoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he will not by no means enter it." He cannot get into God's kingdom. So Jesus put the faith of children, so he showed it's so important. He put that as an example for us adults. Now some may ask, where is the lap of Jesus today? And the answer can be found from the Songs of Zion, written by Niilo Rauhala, which can be found from the song that we just sung. And it says that Jesus, take the little kids on your lap and go walk with them and take care of them. This lap in which you bear them, it's your kingdom. And when you give them home there, that's their sanctuary. So God's kingdom here on earth is the lap of Jesus. And in this lap of Jesus, the blessing hands of Jesus can be found. When we read about this, the words of the hymn again, we see what is the meaning of Jesus, how he cares. The Holy Spirit is the caretaking in God's kingdom. And the duty of the Holy Spirit is to continue the work of Jesus here on earth. The words of grace, mercy, and truth, the Holy Spirit guides you, little kids, children, and all other us, everybody else, to walk on this way to heaven. And he protects us from all the dangers, and he warns about the warns of sin, and he helps to avoid the bad temptations, and he protects in the covenant of the baptism. And when the sin attached, then the conscience gets sick, then the Holy Spirit gives strength to put away sin and to believe all our sins forgiven. And we realize that this gospel for children and this song that was written out of it, it shows everything which is needed to be in the covenant of peace. And this song or a child is at the lap of a Jesus when he is in the lap of his brothers or sisters or parents or grandparents, and there he is taught according to the mission commandment of Jesus, everything that Jesus wishes to teach for little children. Therefore, do not get tired in talking about God's kingdom and of the friends of Jesus, friends of children, Jesus, to your parents, and to to preach all the disobedience forgiven for the children in Jesus' name of blood. You parents of little children, you have honored Jesus, God's will, and you have received the little children as gifts from God. How important is that? That is very important. During the recent days, many have been worried that so little amount of kids is born here on earth. And if children are missing, then the meaning and the joy of the life is missing. As parents of little children, you can be joined to the long chain of the generations as raising up children. And then at the same time, you are building the good future for this country. And the kids are bringing lots of burden and troubles for you parents. That I also know, even though I don't have kids. But even more, children bring to you and for all of us joy and the great deep meaning of the life. Isn't it so? When I have been as a childless man, when I have been thinking this, that what is the most important work in this world, I have found this one, to raise kids. But Jesus had the same opinion. According to the 18th chapter of St. Luke, Jesus says, "Who receives a little child in my name, even one such a child, he receives me. And who takes care of a child, he serves Jesus." Parents, remember and understand this great meaning of this gift. You do not have to bear this responsibility of raising the kids alone only, but you can also share that with the kingdom of God. And how can you do that? In this way, that you bring your kids to the services, at the day circles, at the Sunday schools, and at the same time, your own matter life of faith will be taken care of. Also here at the Resident of Business Services, you have taken your kids with you. It doesn't matter even the little kids are a little bit noisy at the services. Jesus had such ears that they were able to tolerate even the cry of children, because I am sure that some of the children also cried at the lap of Jesus. At the similar ears we also could have when once a wild boy couldn't get to the service. He was not taken there. Then he complained that I should remain believing, but I am not taking to the services. That is very good note. Also, the faith of a little child lives by the word of God. But here at the services, children, I have also had the little kids on my lap. One began to say that your lap is quite small and it's hard to be here. And he went out and he went to the other bigger man who had a bigger lap. And he said, "I want to get here because this is a bigger lap." And we can realize that little kids are also quite demanding sometimes. Maybe that has been the reason why the Heavenly Father has not given me children, because I should have better lap. We can also share the responsibility for raising up the children. The Finnish State Church has encouraged us preachers to talk about the role of sponsors or godparents. I had talked in the confirmation school many times that many boys have been with that opinion, that the main duty of the card parents is to buy gifts for the child. It's also okay to buy those gifts, but even more important it is to guide them to travel on the way to heaven with those possibilities and those methods that you have available. You can then support your card children on this way to heaven, and you can also pray for them. And in the Christianity, the new book has been published, or many books have been published for kids. Parents and godparents can read those books together with the children. When I was young, my mom read Children's Zion. That was the old paper for kids at that time, and there was only one picture normally, but that was a marvelous paper periodical. Once that was late evening, and we didn't have electricity lights, but then we read for a while, and after that one there was the evening devotion, and we began to sleep, and then we could trust that the angels came to guard our home. At this Swedish church, the card parents have been appreciated so much that those card parents have been called as the father in God and mother in God. To become a God parent, it's not possible to get with always, because during the recent times there has been the requirement has been that the personal identification code needs to be known also, and why, in order to check that the God parent belongs to church, that and he is baptized and he has been confirmed. And we understand that the one who doesn't belong to church cannot guide on the way to heaven, or has not participated in the confirmation school. How could he be a godparent? But we know that the believing youth are good godparents. I just had a conversation with a couple of young men, and one of them they all were confirmed, and then one had just became as a godparent. That is a very important and very important duty. Then I encourage you to select as godparents also those who don't have families. Here, even at these services or listening to these services, might be those brothers and sisters who have never been able to be at the baptism occasion. Many times those may be very good godparents. They many take those godparents as their godchild, as own kids. And I know that many of those kind of godparent and godchild has had very close connection. And when the teenager child may think that his parents do not understand anything, but many of them have talked with the godparent then. So I encourage you to select such godparents as well who do not have their own family. And many of you have done, I know. And then about this matter of godparent, the Finnish church is organizing once a year a day for godparents. And then godparents and godchildren are celebrated in different kind of occasions in the different places of the country. And the meaning of that today is to emphasize the meaning of that relation, that a family has safe and secure adult who is walking together with that family. Only few kids can be on the lap of a mother or mom, but the lap of Jesus, there is a place for mother and father and for grandpa and grandma and for all of us. And in this lap, Jesus wishes to take care of us with the promises of the grace and with the instructions of grace, and to protect us in the covenant of a baptismal with this prayer that we could one day reach the heaven home. And when children depart from their home and begin their own life, the parents bear them with the arms of prayer to the and when the grandparents can no longer help physically or with practical things, they pray on behalf of their kids and godchildren. Also for me has been prayed. And when one day our days will end, then the angels take us from here to the lap of Abraham, the bosom of Abraham, to wait for the day of resurrection, so we can stay in the bosom or lap always. Many think in the spiritual church that when we have been baptized, that then we are saved, and that after I have been once baptized, that's like a train. When you enter into it, then you will always be there. But it's not so, because the baptism, you can also get out from that covenant of baptism if you give up your faith. And if this happens, then God in his love calls back to the lap of the repentance and to the lap of his kingdom. And that is the reason why the lovely call back to the God's kingdom has been heard, to believe all the errings of our life, to believe all our sins forgiven in Jesus' name and in his precious atonement blood. And this call, grace call, I wish also to convey in this sermon. The endeavor which has ended can be restarted. The confession of faith reveals that everybody who has sinned after the baptism, they can repent from their sins, and the congregation cannot deny that absolution, but to become as a child of God and to stay as a child in God's kingdom, that requires to be humble and to be obedient to the instructions of grace by God, from God. Jesus says that who doesn't receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he does not get into God's kingdom. A child believes without doubt. He trusts in God and angels. He is also freed from the sin of self-righteousness. And when a child does mistake, he gets to the lap of his parents and asks for help. The similar kind of mind we also as adults should have. But for us adults who are, it's many times hard to admit that we have erred. It is hard to ask for forgiveness and to give forgiveness from the bottom of our heart, and to forget those matters which have been pardoned. And that is also a reason to endeavor also has been for me in the ordinary life when I am living together with my wife. But when we humble our hearts to repent as a little child, then the relations to all other children of God and to God are reestablished, and the mind gets freed and the heart is singing with joy. My cousin Sirkka Väyrynen wrote a song of children, for children, and we sung that before this. I have learned with the old words, this is how it goes. So often child teaches us to believe, and in his place he has the flock of angels with them, and that faith is simple, which is at the heart of a child. Oh, how good I have as a childish faith. So enlighten, dear Lord, this in your kingdom of grace, and keep me as a little child, as a small sheep in your flock. So this faith is a simple matter. And also at these services, we can be at the feet of Jesus, and we can study these alphabets of faith. We can be always as the first grader. At Porvo, there is a person, lived a person, Lisa, old lady. She moved there more than 100 years ago, and she became as a maiden or to help there at one family. And those who were living in that home, they learned that Lisa is a believing lady. One morning, a daughter of that family asked, is Lisa believing like before? Lisa said that, yes, the faith is the same, but yesterday's faith is not enough. Today is needed to have the grace for today. And the faith, there was so little faith remained from yesterday that I could start this day with that faith. And this is also the how we experience it. Even now, the kingdom of children is close to us. And for that reason, that we could receive the grace, instructions, and caretaking. So you, all parents, your youth, and your children, the world is enticing you. And many times, you kids, you have also arguments and disobedience to your parents. But you all can uplift your heart to believe. And to believe in the heart of Jesus, you can believe all your sins and disobedience forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, and you can be of good cheer. Can I also believe my own sins forgiven and temptations in Jesus' name and blood? All sins are forgiven. I wish to believe together with you. As the old speaker brothers used to say, when we can repent from our sins, then this grace covenant of baptism is strengthened with the Heavenly Father. Have a nice, a pleasant, safe journey in the flock of believers, guarded by the good angels towards the heaven home. In Jesus' name, amen.